Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for friends, family, people all over the world that are our loyal listeners, even the ones who call in anonymously, and I don't even know who's on the line because they're anonymous. So thank you for joining us today. Here's a bit about our show.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Thank you all for coming to celebrate my birthday. I can't think of a better way to celebrate than to be with the people who mean so much to me, who truly support me, and that which means so much to me, my radio show, my worldwide radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends. It is so near and dear to my heart because it is my vehicle to make a difference in the world. I share this show every day worldwide and intend to drive in a grand slam every day. So let me introduce you to the people who make a difference in my world. First, my family, and I don't know about you folks. If your family is dysfunctional, I'm not saying my is, but some aren't. It'll be up to you to judge. I am closest to my cousins, so let me introduce you to a few of them now. First, I have cousin Diane, all the way from Delray. Go ahead, Diane.
First, Joyce, happy birthday, cousin Joyce. I have to say, you're very brave to have relatives on your show today. We know things. I bet you didn't imagine I'd mention your inheritance. You inherited your mother's sense of humor. You inherited your father's brains. And apparently, you've inherited the hearts of your listeners. Your passion and love for your show is powerful. Your opinions are very strong. When you believe you are right, your arguments are forceful. That's you, Joyce. Powerful, strong, forceful. The perfect storm. So when I read the 2018 named hurricanes, there was your name, Joyce. Number 10, Joyce. Enjoy a special day. You deserve it. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Diane. You have a special place in my heart because not only do you invite me to your house for special dinners like Thanksgiving and Passover, but far more important than being invited to your house for dinner are all the leftovers that you give me to take home. That I have enough for a week. I'll never forget the Thanksgiving dinner where I get home, unpack it, and 90% of the turkey you had sent home with me. So thank you for the dinners, and thank you for always making sure that of all the people that attend your party, I'm the one you give all the leftovers to.
Well, we know what we're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your
day. And you know what I appreciate. So thank you for being here. Thank you for the leftovers. Next, we have my cousin, Susan Backman. Go ahead, Susan.
Uh-oh. Okay, good morning, everybody. That was awesome, Diane. That was my awesome sister. And I want to wish Joyce a very happy birthday. Joyce and I have been cousins for a very long time. She is beautiful, smart, and witty, and sometimes we think we're twins separated at birth, just a couple of years apart, though. So for her special day, I wrote this just for her. It seems like only yesterday when you were wild and young, but now that you are 32, look at all you've done. You're a poet and a writer and an amazing life coach. You always look to inspire and a famous radio host. I have always enjoyed our little chats. We have lots we like to share. Reiki, journals, spirits and readings, and some gossip here and there. You're always upbeat and positive. This is always your first choice. So happy, happy birthday, my awesome cousin Joyce. Eat some cake and eat... Wait.
Go ahead.
Eat some cake and ice cream with fudge and sprinkles, too. Have fun with friends and family now that you're 32.
I got to say I have tears on my eyes because, number one, I had no idea you write poetry. I am stunned. I thought only the poets were amongst my closest friends. That was awesome. Whatever you guys are sharing with me, please send it to me in an email. I want to keep it forever. That was awesome. But I have to say my fondest memory of you, and there are many, is that when I lived in New York, you had a barbecue every year for the holidays. And then you put a makeshift pool, one of those blow-up pools in your yard. This is something I'll never forget. I know the family won't ever forget it, because there you have this big, big makeshift pool in the yard, and I decide to take my top off. I did have a bra on, so to me it was like a bathing suit having a bra on, but after all, we're with family, and to this day, the family has not recovered from that. Did you recover, Susan?
I did, but I think all the men passed out.
I hope it was in a good way. So thank you for those fond memories and being out here and you out there. I do miss those barbecues. Okay, next we have Evelyn Jacobson, another cousin. Go ahead, Evelyn. One moment. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Hi, Joyce. It's very hard to pass up pass by those two cousins of mine. They're really talented. But this is the one-third of the Three Musketeers calling to wish you a very happy and healthy birthday. We have not only been cousins but close friends for many years, more years than I care to remember. We went to public school together. We went to camp together, worked in the same office together where you did your college work and we did the office work. You were
Yes.
You were even maid of honor at our wedding. Like everyone else, we have had our ups and downs, always coming out of it laughing. Laughter, I guess, is what keeps us young, maybe not in years, but in mind. Keep up the good work, and you are doing, I know, how much you enjoy helping people and cherish life to its fullest. And remember, I am always there for you, supporting you, just as you are there for me. Be happy and healthy, Joyce, for many, many more years to come.
Wow, that was awesome. I really do have tears in my eyes from my cousins. I had no idea. See, I have to do a show and have people come from all over the country to know more about them. My favorite thing about you is that you are the glue that holds the family together. My sister nicknamed you Elmer. We call you Elmer because you are the glue. You're always there to connect people, and I've gone through so many challenges where I didn't want to be on the phone and go through everything with everyone. You were the one I called as the conduit to my friends and to everyone, and you never missed a step. So thank you so much. I miss most going to your house. As a guest in your house, you never miss anything, but you learned that in being with me to always look the other way no matter what.
With my eyes closed.
Yes, to keep your eyes closed so I could feel very much at home. Like, I'll never forget when there was a piece of meat on the floor and I walked past it and you said, "Why didn't you pick it up?" I said, "I didn't even see it." Of course I would pick it up. But I never saw it because you see everything, and when it comes to things like that, I just don't see it. So thank you.
But you've taught
all...
me well. I keep my eyes closed, my ears open, and my shoulder always for you.
And you left the most important part out, and your mouth shut.
Oh, absolutely. That's
so
really hard. It's hard for me.
I know. I totally get it. Thank you for that. And next we have Cousin Jeffrey. Go ahead, Cousin Jeffrey.
Hi, Joyce. First.
Jeffrey, you just went out.
Oh, hi, Joyce. This is your Cousin Jeff. First and foremost, I want to wish you a very, very happy and healthy birthday. And personally, I would like to take this moment to thank you for all the help and great advice you've given me over the years with my resume writing and interviewing skills and the chance to talk whenever I need to and all the support you've given me. You are very knowledgeable, thoughtful, and helpful. Hope you have a terrific day and many more to come, and keep up the great work on the radio. We really enjoy it. Have a great day.
Thank you for that, Jeffrey, and I want you to know who Jeffrey is. Jeffrey is my dialer cousin, that whenever I need something with the computer, I have his number programmed in the top 10. I hit the button, "Jeff, I need this, I need that." He never misses a beat. He does an excellent work with the computer, with anything. So I'm so grateful to him. He never, ever turns me down. He always has time for me, and he's just an awesome person. But I guess that's because the apple falls not far from the tree, and the tree is his great mom, Evelyn. So there you have it, my extraordinary cousins. And now I'm going to go back to Diane. She has a friend called Rita Senior, a dear friend of hers especially. But she heard about my party, wanted to be here, and so she gave her a statement to read. So let me get to Diane to read that statement from Rita, because she really wanted to share it with all of us. Let me... One second. Diane, can you hear me? Okay, I gotcha. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, and this, like you say, is from Rita, who's an admirer. Well, it's here again. The day the earth shook a little, laughed a lot, and loved more. Yes, this is the day Joyce was born. Although still 39, but wise beyond her years, and all who know her agree, today is the day we say, happy, happy, happy birthday, Joyce. The very best to you, with love and blessings always. Go get 'em, Tiger. Love, Rita. And she really wishes she was available today, but unfortunately, she's not.
Okay, so I thank you for that, and I can't tell you folks how many people are really, really upset that they literally couldn't be here. My best friend Beverly Nadler and her daughter Denise, one of my few really best friends for decades and decades, they are at a health spa at a retreat. No phones, no Wi-Fi. Psychic Peter Marks, very upset that he couldn't be with us here today. Literally, we talk every day. He's such an extraordinary friend, such an impact in my life. Stefan Ryback, my radio advisor, couldn't join us. Also, these were not just invitations that they couldn't make it. They were really upset they couldn't make it. Cynthia Collins, she has a show every month. She's so special and a great health guru. She's literally flying on a plane as we speak. Steve Fitzgerald, my dear friend for decades from California, the first person I ever hired for Joymark Enterprises, couldn't be here. These people were really, really upset. So upset, in fact, that I am going to do another party called The Celebration Continues and air it live. The date will be announced. And how you'll know that, folks, those of you who are listening worldwide to The Celebration, go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. Right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on follow, you will be able to know about all these shows. You need not miss any of them because they are all archived forever, 8 years of shows. You arrow down, you can pick the show that resonates with you, so you will not miss that show. But I promise you the celebration will continue because all these people wanted to be with us that badly. I want to take a moment before we go further to wish a very happy birthday to Carl Samsung, whose birthday was yesterday, and a special happy, happy, happy birthday to a very dear friend, Irene Ashery, who will be 92 years young on May 12th, 92 years young on May 12th, and she couldn't join us today either. So there are a lot of people that really, really, really wanted to join us. So now, without further ado, we have covered my family, and let me just start in introducing my friends by sharing this original poem. I'm happy, 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 and just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life here, Joyce Barry and friends. So anyone that knows anything about me knows how important my radio show is, knows that it means everything to me. And the people that make it all that worthwhile and that extraordinary, obviously, are the people who support the show and the guests who just deliver a home run each and every time. And speaking of home runs, one of my favorite books is 101 Quantum Success Secrets. And it's no secret that one of my favorite people is the author of that book, Ted Sioba.
Hey, I'll tell you what, and I nearly passed out when I heard about you taking your top off. That's something new I hadn't heard of.
Ted, did you not know that I'm very extroverted and outrageous? Did you not figure that out in all these years?
Joyce, happy birthday. Yes, I know that, and I know that you're very dedicated to your cause, and I know you're out there, but that That is something new. It just shows you, man, when you get around your friends, you always see a different side of of yourself.
Yes. You have the side with the family, the side with the friends, the side with airtime. There are many, many sides.
Indeed there are. And Joyce, I do wish you the greatest, happiest birthday, and I am certain this will be your best year ever, and I am glad to be amongst this august crowd that you gather around you, who is a testimony to the friends that you do have. And because I have known you and worked with you closely over the radio land for the last numerous years, your dedication is absolutely amazing. I mean, you have a show that every weekday you have made it. You've got shows that are posted for every single day of your show. Phenomenal. And it is at the top of the group that has a humanistic outlook that, simply put, not only is striving to make society and our world better, but is accomplishing it in the service of the higher power. I'm honored to be one of your friends, and I'm honored to get to holler at you. Happy birthday.
And thank you so much. And Ted, I want to say this. You've written, how many books have you written to date?
I've got 43 of them.
Well, I know every time I want a book, I always make one call, and within a week I'll have that autographed copy. So it's quite a collection, the new Think and Grow Rich. And we have a new book coming out that will have that breaking news in a week or two where we'll introduce the book. And I already have my copy, of course. And whatever you do, you excel at it. And I can't say, folks, how many times I made a call to Ted, who is extraordinary in terms of the internet. He led the first world internet summit, so why wouldn't I go to the best? And most of the things in my audio files on my radio show, Ted was the one who put them in there, who put music to my poems, put me up on YouTube. I mean, hanging out with me, Ted, that could be a full-time job.
Well, I tell you what, that history is exactly why I know how dedicated you are and exactly what your message is. And it's been an honor. It's been a true honor and pleasure to work by your side.
And as you know, I think the world of you. I think the world of your books. You excel at everything. And the thing I get the biggest kick out of, when I look at your picture online, when I look at your picture on the books, nobody has better posture. And when you look like literally a matador in the ring. You have that look, tall, dark, handsome. And the only difference is with the matador, who has the red flag to wave, I wave the red flag and I get you.
Hey, well, I have always appreciated your comments about that, because I'm certain it's a compliment.
Yes, it is a compliment. And we have a mutual friend that we both think the world of. It's almost like we're a threesome in supporting each other and caring about each other and doing whatever is wanted and needed for each other. And, of course, that would be the one, the only Chap Oscar. Chap, are you there?
Joyce. Yes, I'm right here, Joyce. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Joyce, I'm in your chat room.
Oh, I didn't check the chat room. I opened it up, but I never checked it this morning with
I'm
everything.
I'm right in your chat room. Can you hear me, Joyce?
No, I hear you loud and clear, but I haven't looked at the chat room.
Well,
go ahead.
Happy birthday. I want to say I love you because you have resisted imitation in every kind of way, and you've taught us all, the Joyce Barry and friends, how to live an unlimited life. And God bless you. May you have many, many more.
And I thank you, Chap. I just checked the chat room. I didn't know it was you because it says guest 45. Are you anonymous in the chat room?
Well, I tried on the other line. I knocked on the studio door relentlessly, and so I reverted to another means of contact because I had to show up today.
Yes, you did have to show up today because with you in my life, it's like winning the Oscar. Oscar. O is for outstanding. S is for speaker. C is for champion. A is for author. R is for regular on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. It's Chap Oscar Smith. S is for safety specialist. M is for man of faith. I is for inspiring. T is for talented. H is hero. And you are my hero. You never turn me down to be a guest on my show. I could call you 5 minutes before airtime if there's some sort of a glitch with the guest. You are there. You are always there. I adore you, your wonderful wife, Marcia. So thank you, Oscar, for showing up at my birthday party. You indeed are an Oscar.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce. Your destiny has drawn millions, and I plan to be with you. You're a prolific friend. You are sincere. I just believe great things are getting ready to happen. Like Ted said, you have certainly change the dynamics of stick-to-itiveness.
And you have changed the dynamics of people of all faiths. I like that you're there for everyone. You're a people person, and you're a great person. So thank you for joining us. Folks, as you can see, these people really play a big part in my life as this radio show, which is my baby. And I just want to share with you an original poem by Beverly Nadler on why you should be listening every day, not just when we celebrate. We celebrate something every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, with your help, we will be number one. Just go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You do want to follow us. And next, all the way in from California, a friend from a long, long time. We do care about each other unconditionally, even though we care about the same community. We really love and respect.
Happy birthday, Joyce. I don't know, all of a sudden I was hearing some gobbles, but I know today is your birthday, May 2nd. What a special day. Joyce is one of the best ladies I know. Joyce is a lady you're lucky to know. After all, she has an international radio talk show. She has great information you're sure to use with current events to update you. Her stories and guests will prove that she's best. Her friends are so to help the world glow. If inspiration is what you want, follow Joyce Berry, as she's such got a big heart. She's the woman ahead of the rest. Yes, Joyce Berry, she's simply the best.
I didn't know you were a poet. I'm figuring from when you realize you'll be up in time to make it here to the party, that you must have written that in about 3 minutes, knowing you.
Did it show?
No, it was wonderful. But, I mean, you made it very clear. Joyce, I may oversleep. I may not be able to get on a plane and get there in time for that party. So that's why I said that. I adored that. Every one of you, I just went something like that. Just please email it to me. I'll save it forever and ever and ever. What's special about Janice is she is one of the most outrageous people I know, literally. She's moving to Las Vegas, and she's a typical Las Vegas person. She actually started working in casinos. What was it, Janice, 16 years young?
Yes, but we're not saying, are we? On
right, no, just 16. I'm bringing up that it wasn't even legal to walk in a casino. And there she was at 16 getting jobs in casinos. That shows you the extent of her outrageousness. Literally, can't even be. What is the age in Las Vegas? Is it to be legal? Is it 18 or 21?
It is 21.
21, and Janice was 16 when she was working in the casinos. How outrageous is that?
Well, I don't know if it's more outrageous than you, Joyce, but I'm. That's why we're friends, because I think we attract each other. You know, friends like to hang out with outrageous people and do the outrageous things. Like, did you ever walk into a show backwards so you can get in and just mingle and just because you wanted to do it?
I have gotten into places when I wasn't supposed to be, yes.
Yeah.
I'll just share one quick story because you mentioned
mm-hmm.
it. At the time, I worked for, known as a billionaire today, Carl Icahn. That was my first boss on Wall Street. And he had tickets to opening night of a play, and it was formal, and I was in a gown. He was in a tux, invited me, and he said, oh, I just read in the Post, the opening night cast party, he said the restaurant, where it will be, and he said, everybody will be there, the mayor, everybody, I really want to go. It's by invitation only. I said, no problem, we'll go. He said, how are we going to get in? I said, I don't know. When I get there, I'll figure it out, because I'm very in the moment. You can't figure it out before because you don't know what you're dealing with. We get there to this exclusive restaurant, red carpet right down the center. On one side is an usher taking invitations, quite big invitations. On the other side, the other usher taking invitations. I walk right in the middle. So now I am in past the ushers, true story, on my word, and he has his hands up in the air, shrugging, what do I do? How do I get in? So I yell out, darling, I thought you were right behind me. So the ushers looked up. I said, sir, I just gave you the tickets for the two of us. And he said, that's right, she did, sir. Go ahead in. So there you go. I did do that. That did happen. It was an extraordinary night with dinner. And anyone who's anybody was there, including Joyce Berry. So thank you, Janice, for sharing outrageousness with me.
And my pleasure to be here, included with the greatness to be included amongst your friends. It's such a privilege. And thank you, Joyce, for everything you do.
And you are a friend, and you have been a longtime friend. As I said, we have things in disagreement, but we don't talk about that. We still love each other unconditionally. So thank you for waking up to get here from California. Very grateful for that. Okay, next we have another early riser, another outrageous person, Dr. Bob Rutolo, another one, major time difference, but yet you managed to have it all turn out.
Hi there, Joyce. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be here with you this morning and all your friends and family. This is just awesome. I've been enjoying every moment listening to you on this special day. Happy birthday. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you,
so
but I
got to
make one correction. I am not with yes. all my family or all my friends, just a smattering. I feel very blessed to have that many people in my life. So I just wanted to say it's my cousins from my family and some close friends, but the celebration may go on all month because there's that many more. So I feel very blessed. Go ahead, Dr. Bob.
Well, I'm glad you qualified that because you're absolutely right. In order to be able to have all your friends and family, we would have to have an extended program for weeks and weeks. So I'm so pleased to be here, but let me just, share with you for a moment. This every day I put together a daily message and I send out, and this one is specifically for you because it really, to me, reflects you. It's called Living Life Abundantly. Living life abundantly means to participate with your higher power to a creative unfolding of your life, and you do that. It means to fully appreciate your own uniqueness, your gifts and your abilities, and you do that. It means to value and affirm those who are an integral part of your life, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your audience, all the people who work with you, and you do that. And living in the present, valuing the moment, seizing the day, this is life at its most abundant. And you, to me, demonstrate every day living life abundantly, and thank you, Joyce, for being you.
And thank you so much for that. And how I can do that is people like you in my life. I have to play at a very high level just to keep up. I have to be on the ball, get up really early just to be a step ahead. Managing a show with guests of your caliber, it just gives me reason to stay informed, stay educated, stay funny. So it gives me a reason to live life at its fullest just to keep up with all of you.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for that compliment. And all the people you have on your show, I think, echo that. And I must say, you are a joy in my life. I do, just like your name, Joyce, you really are a joy in my life. And thank you so much for being you and for keeping in touch with me and keeping me on my point, because I love your phone calls and your invitations to be with you occasionally and visiting with you. So thank you for that.
And I just want to say about you, you never miss a beat. I find you so knowledgeable on anything. We could do any topic, any time. And again, you're one of them always there, never say no to me. So my life is very, very blessed, and I'm very appreciative of you because you have the smarts. You've also written books. You're a trainer. You do so much, but you always make time for me. And most importantly, especially, I want to acknowledge that when I invited you to my party, and you immediately, without hesitating for a second, said, "I have a doctor's appointment. I'll cancel it." I said, "No, no, no, a doctor. Definitely keep it. I know these doctors. It takes months to see them." There was not even a conversation. No question. I'd rather be with you. Thank you for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. 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 You know, no, it's a pleasure. It is. You know, it's people like you and those people you surround yourself with, and I am so fortunate to be one of those, that we really, I believe, empower and energize each other. And hopefully, more importantly, that we can radiate that to others and help others to really embrace life to its fullest. So I really appreciate an opportunity to be with you anytime. And I just enjoyed earlier today on listening to your family, sharing the beautiful, beautiful messages about you that we don't see and don't hear because they're personal and they're in your life and in your history. So thank you so much for all your friends and family for being with you this morning. Not all, some. some endeared one, and sharing the messages. It's been a joy.
That was important to say. Thank you. I have to say, folks, from the beginning, just with the first acknowledgement from my cousin, Diane, the first one, it's been very hard to keep my composure because everything that was said really has moved me. One of my best friends on the level of the ultimate compliment is psychic Peter Marks, world renowned, was really upset that he couldn't do the show given what he had to deal with on this very hour. And I said, fine, you'll come on the next show, not a problem. But somehow, some way, he managed to sneak out and be here. Peter, you made it, Peter.
Honey, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. I arranged with my consultant that I'm sitting down with to take at least 5 minutes out to pay tribute to my one and only spiritual paramour. I want to wish you a happy birthday. I hope this year is the best year ever for you. I also realized, and I wanted to bring this up, I feel with your gifts that you're able to have the most distinguished, brilliant minds on your show week after week. I was taught as a child person, and not what they say, it's whom they surround themselves with as friends. In your particular case, you have surrounded yourself with highly intelligent, highly spiritual people that have made a difference throughout the world. The difference you have made with the platform, with the radio show, can't even be put into words because your message every day, unlike other radio shows that talk about in their discussions and with their guests, negativity, your radio show pontificate. It speaks extemporaneously about the most positive things that are going on that can help change our society. I also realize because of whom you are, the love that you receive from everybody is immense. I can tell that by people calling in. And most of all, I want to say to you, not only are you brilliant and dynamic, but the one thing I look forward to every time I'm with you is being critiqued. You are the one person that I know that will tell me the truth if I like it or not. And I just think you're amazing. And people that I have come into contact with recently, I wanted to give you a gift that would be able to put out for the whole world to see. And that is when we connected with Marcos Papadatos. And he did the article about you and for you because of the brilliance that you possess and because of your creativity. So I could not miss this. I did everything in my power to come on, and I'm very grateful to God.
I'm very grateful you're in my life, Peter. And that article meant so much to me. It was such a great article. Folks, you can click on the link, www.tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. It is such an extraordinary article from a man who won Journalist of the Year, who interviews only the top celebrities, the top musicians, people of that caliber. And Peter said, if you want to interview me, I need a big favor. And he sent them my way. And the article is just so special. tinyurl.com/successcoachjoyce. Peter, I don't know the strings you pulled, what you did. I know what you were up to today, and yet you are here. And I can't even put into words how much you mean to me on a daily basis, my advisor, my friend. Peter called me and asked me if I would be his spiritual paramour. And I said, oh, my God, that is the highest compliment I ever got in my entire life. Because a marriage proposal, you're with them in the flesh, in the here and now. As a spiritual paramour, we are always connected. We are always joined together. It transcends time. It transcends space. I said, Peter, that is such an honor. And I said, he told me when he told it to other women, they said, I want to be that. And he said, absolutely not. The one, the only choice. And I said, they better not say yes, because they'll have to deal with me. But it's the highest compliment I ever got, your spiritual paramour.
Well, I am thrilled, and it meant so much to me when it came to me. I remember I was a little worried that you weren't going to accept the title, but afterwards I realized that what higher compliment could I possibly give to a woman who was so dynamic? You have, I think in many ways, you're very iconoclastic. You've broken the mold on everything, including when I have said to you, well, I don't know if I can get into this person or make it a doctor's appointment, whatever. And you have risen to the occasion and said to me, Peter, just watch me. Nobody compares to you. And to this day, I realize, even with my readings, I've decided something. I would like for 1 week for you to take over as the psychic, and I'm going to take over as life coach, because we would make an amazing duo. And your love for people is unsurpassed, because I can tell from your family that has called in today, I'm not a great poet, I'm not a great writer, but the love that is there towards you is just I'm speechless. I am speechless, because you don't hear this about too many people. And you've done it all, including be a stockbroker. You have entered awards. I mean, Joyce, what haven't you done?
What I haven't done is gotten married. But as I said, I'm on the highest level, having a spiritual paramour. You never gave me a prenup, but you didn't give me a ring either. But however, I considered it the highest honor. Just before you head out to continue your meeting, could you just say something? It is my birthday today. Some prediction, some comment as to what's next.
Yes, what's next? Actually, what I'm being told, you are this year in complete control, the guides are saying. I do see changes for you for the better in the health area. I'm being shown monetary gains also here. I am being also shown that you are going to be reaching, you're going to be continuing with your radio show, but I see a larger audience coming in for you. And I am seeing amazing new guests that will be coming to the radio show that you will be interviewing. I am also going to say, I do feel that this is going to be a year of reflection for you, and that has to do with there are going to be changes on a spiritual level. You are going to be more at peace this year. You're going to be calmer this year. And the guides are saying to me, with them and myself, that the world is your oyster. So all these possible things are going to be happening. And I do see some political shows that you're going to be doing that are going to be on a positive note. So this year looks extremely positive for you.
Thank you for all of that, Peter. I really appreciate it. I know that you are so comforting in my life. If I ever need, and no matter how busy you are, you always have time for me. Always, always. So God bless you. I never expected to see you at this party. Having another party in a few weeks, you'll be invited to that as well. After all, how many spiritual paramours does a gal have in a lifetime?
Absolutely. And by the way, I love your birthday outfit. It's very appropriate for the show. And I had to come in because I love you dearly. And even if I were in a board meeting with CEOs, I would have found a way of joining your party.
Believe me, it was most unexpected knowing what you're up to this morning. So thank you. God bless you. I love you.
Okay. I love you too.
My next guest, who it's even hard to describe in words, because truly, he is the ultimate in outrageousness, in fun, in every positive thing I could say about someone. As many fun friends as I have, no one comes close to my friend Joshua Green. Good morning, Joshua Green.
Good morning, Joyce. And happy birthday to you and all your wonderful guests who you've had on the show, who has been very, very endearing. I mean, baby, it's so nice to hear the love, and even from family, from cousins. My goodness, good for you. What a great achievement. But, no, I wish you the best. And, you know, it's funny, everybody's talking about this coming year, and you know, what comes to mind is the times that we've talked. What I always am impressed by is how you share horrible circumstances that you had to overcome and how you remain positive and focused in what good is coming around the next corner. And I say that to you with total love in my heart and appreciation. Because no matter what, those are the kind of people that get us off our funk, and those are the kind of people that make us feel we can get up off the ground and do it when we fail or think we're going to fail or don't have the confidence to get up and do whatever it is our dreams bring us to. So to you, happy birthday, and for that, I want to just let you know that. Now, anything else you want to talk about, my outrageous dear? Taking your top off in front of your family and jumping into a kiddie pool. Shame on you.
Well, first of all, Joshua, you know firsthand my outrageousness, because in the day when I lived in New York, you attended a lot of my transformational courses, my humor play shops. You assisted at them, so you know firsthand what I'm capable of. And to know what you're capable of, I mean, I could speak about you for a whole hour, literally, of the difference you made in my life. In the day when I was doing weekend classes, when you knew that you had Josh was an awesome photographer, we'll get into that in a moment, but when you knew you had an assignment out of town, you offered me your beautiful studio, beautiful, at no charge, always left it immaculate, and I could stay over for the weekend with my assistants. My only responsibility was to make sure the cat was fed, your cat. And here in the studio, you had thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment that were there, and you never gave it a thought that you were leaving me and people in my class there, and never even a thought about it. Just left me the studio, as I said, never charged me. The only thing that was kind of startling, because I'm a dog person, I have a little dog, always had a little dog, not used to a cat, so when I'd be sitting on the director's chair teaching a class, and the cat would come literally flying across the room and jump up on my lap, like flying through the air, so I didn't see that coming. So other than that, it was extraordinary. Also, you're so humble. I mean, we've done several shows where you acknowledge that Marilyn Monroe was your babysitter, and we talked about that on several shows. And now you have a book out called The Essential Marilyn Monroe, Milton Green, 50 Sessions. I have never treasured a book as much as that. And you sent me the autographed copy. It is so extraordinary of Milton's work. Milton Green, folks, if you Google Milton Green, you'll know that he was one of Marilyn's extraordinary photographers. And the book shows those pictures by Milton, and they are beyond extraordinary. extraordinary, because Marilyn is someone I've always loved and admired as someone that was so very, very special. The only thing I never forgave you for, you came over to my house one night and you said, it's Sammy Davis Jr.'s birthday. And I made up this video with all the celebrities acknowledging his birthday, singing to him, talking to him. But I wanted to share it with you before I put it in the mail to Sammy. And I'm watching this video with you sitting on my bed and loving every minute of it. But I never got over the complaint I had. Joshua, why didn't you invite me while they were there? I would have loved to have met these people. You know, I would be a major disruption. Whatever would give you that idea?
Well, it's sort of like the visual you just gave of the cat running across the room and jumping on the chair.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, but honestly,
go ahead.
Those people were not all there at one time, Joyce. They were not there.
No,
at one
I
time.
Know
that.
That
is a compilation
I know
of individual interviews that were made over a period of 2 weeks. So.
I would
not
have moved
sure
in for 2 weeks, Joshua. I would have cooked for you. I would have taken care of you. I would have moved in for 2 weeks. I loved everyone that was on the video. And, of course, you're so outrageous that you were wearing a trench coat at the end, lifted up to see this bare butt, and on it it said, the end. So only you would think of that. And as I said, my real partner in outrageousness. But I want to talk about the book for a moment, because, and we'll do a whole show on it, but I've never seen a book as extraordinary, as special, as outstanding as that book, Milton Green, 50 Sessions in the Essential Marilyn Monroe. I always loved her, and her beauty was overwhelming, even as a woman. Anything you want to say about what it took for you to put something like that together?
Well, sure. And thank you for all the kind words. I didn't know we were going to plug the book here, but I might as well take follow up on your lead. The book is basically 20 years in the making. The last five decided I was going to go ahead and do the book and start editing. Now, keep in mind, this is the second book that I've done dipping into my father's work and doing the digital restoration. When he died in 85, all his color pictures, and particularly even some of his black and whites, were unusable. They were unusable even in the 70s while he was still alive. So it wasn't until we were able to use digital to restore these pictures and bring them back to life. So hence the process, which is extremely time-consuming, 40, 50, and 60 hours on one picture, is not unrealistic at all, very common. So all that aside, it takes lots of time, lots of money, and lots of effort to bring these things back to life. In the book, there are 284 pictures, 174 are never seen before. They're new, which is what everybody wants from me or from Milton and I's collaboration with Marilyn. And the remaining few are old favorites that everybody loves, like the ballerina and some of the black sitting and some of the favorites that we've restored from scratch all over again. So the book is a monumental effort of love. It's a tribute to their collaboration. It does, instead of it being about gossip and family stories and what was happening during their lives together, which I did in the Milton's Marilyn 20 years ago, this is really a photographic archive, if you will, a very elegant, artistic coffee table book, but it's really more about the photography and where Milton would take it if he were alive.
Joshua, how many years did Marilyn live with your family, you and your family? How many years?
Well, she was involved in my family's life for 4 years, from 53 to 57. But she actually lived at the house in Weston, Connecticut with us most of 54 into about all of 54 into about April of 55. And then she was also staying at friends' houses, apartments. She was dating people, and she also had access to a studio apartment that we owned in New York City. So she wasn't like she didn't have a place to go. And there were times that my father, who was basically bankrolling her stay in New York, as part of their business venture together, he arranged for her to have apartments that belonged to friends of ours in the in the Waldorf Astoria, in the Gladstone. There were different hotels at different times where apartments would come available, and Milton would always offer it to Marilyn to see if she wanted a little tete-a-tete. So that's as far as that's concerned, yeah.
And we'll do a whole show on this in the very near future. Joshua Green, I love you very much, and I thank you for all that you've contributed to me for years and years and years. I just don't know how, when being with me, you could tell the difference between me and Marilyn. We look so much alike.
You know what you got to give up? You got to give up wanting to be married. It's overrated. Totally
no,
overrated.
No, I don't. I'm way past that. I'm saying that's the one thing I didn't do. So I have my spiritual paramour. I'm not at all sorry about that. Why? Just about every friend I have has been divorced once, twice, every one. So I don't need the heartache of divorce. I'm very happy with the way I fulfilled my life. I've given up that a long, long time ago. No. Nothing going on about that. And with friends like you all over, I feel very blessed, and I feel like I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Joshua. We'll do our show real soon. Next, I'm
happy
bring...
birthday.
Thank you, darling. Next, I want to bring on someone who makes every single show extraordinary because of his many, many, many talents. That would be Kurt Fitzpatrick. Oh, gosh, I'm so glad you made it to my party, Kurt Fitzpatrick, because your signature is on every show I do.
Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Happy birthday.
How are you doing?
To you. I'm well. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. This has been a very – I've been listening to this show, and it's given me some much-needed inspiration.
You're always inspiring. You're always quick. You're always improvisational. You just have so many talents that we, in fact, dedicated a whole show to showcase you and your many talents. So I'm so glad you dropped by here to wish me a happy birthday. And I miss our collaborations as we move forward because you never run out of things to say and things to do.
That's right, and I actually have a friend here who also wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, yes, you were invited plus one. Who do you have with you?
I did. Let's see. Let me pass the mic to him. Hello, Joyce. It's Al Pacino. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. You know, you are my inspiration these days in the acting world. I've been playing some real people. I've been playing Phil Spector. I played Joe Paterno. I played Jack Kevorkian. I just played Jimmy Hoffa. But my next role, I'm going to play the role of Joyce Barry in the Joyce Barry story, directed by Mr. Marty Scorsese, a good friend of mine. Hoo-ah!
Yeah, well, I always wanted a role as a young, gorgeous ingenue. Who else is standing there with you? Just pass the mic to that your other mystery guest.
Hoo-ah! All right, let's see. Hello, Joyce. It's Donald Schwarzenegger. I did not expect to come on the phone with you, but hello. This is sorry, I'm losing my hearing here. I'm getting into up in ears. Yep, up in years myself. I almost said up in ears, but yeah, here I am. This is going good. We're going to make another Terminator movie.
Well, you always said you'll be back, and I thank you for being back because you've come to other parties as well. So I thank you for that. Kurt, thank you for bringing them, and through your introductions, I actually have two people here. I was saving the best for last, one of my two favorite presidents, Clinton.
Hello, Joyce. This is your favorite ex-president of the world, President Bill Clinton. That's right. I'm still president as far as I'm concerned. Joyce, I just want to wish you a happy birthday and many, many, many more. Hillary sends her best, too, I think. I'm kind of hiding from her.
Oh, I love you, Bill Clinton. I miss the good old days when you were our president. You're still one of my two favorites, Kennedy being the other one. And then I always wanted a song by the best of the best on my birthday, and we managed to arrange that as well, thanks to your introduction, Kirk Fitzpatrick.
Hello, Joyce Barry. This is the King of Rock and Roll speaking, Elvis Presley. And I just want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. I know another year's gone by, but every year that goes by, I love hearing your voice on the radio airwaves. You are the queen of the radio, Joyce Barry, just like I am the king of rock and roll. So happy birthday from me, Priscilla, Lisa Marie, and all the gods of rock. Viva Joyce Barry. Viva Joyce Barry. Happy birthday, Joyce.
Was that not awesome? Was that not awesome? All my guests, awesome. And so as we wrap up this extraordinary party, one I will never forget, there were many surprises, even to me, that as mostly from my family. I didn't know my family was that talented. But in closing, I wrote this for all of you here today, called You've Made a Difference. So I just wrote this like recently, and I want to share it with all of you. Today and every day, I feel very blessed because you are in my life. You are simply the best. You really are special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you. What can I do? What can I say? You really are amazing in every single way. You are wonderful and wise. You are powerful and strong. With you in my life, what could possibly go wrong? Just so you know, what I strive to be is always there for you, as you are always there for me. I know the angel sent you. I know how much you care. You are clearly in my life because God has put you there. So thank you for all of you and all that you had to do and deal with to be with me here today. I can't express enough how much it all means to me. I feel very, very blessed. What an extraordinary day, what an extraordinary show. And folks, go out and make someone happy today. Go out and do a random act of kindness, pay it forward. We really want to make you happy. We really want you to be blessed. So with that, I want to share my personal blessing for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my prayer for all of you, and we invite you always to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass, courtesy of Kirk Fitzpatrick.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.